You may have friends that aren't Packer fans, and you may have friends that try to tell you that the Packers didn't deserve to win that game. And you can say, you know what? We've sat through a lot of postseason agony. We're going to enjoy this one. Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. He's on the line with us as the Packers beat the Cowboys 26-21. They are on to Seattle in the NFC Championship game. Brian, you were at the game yesterday. Was it really Ice Bowl 2, like Fox was trying to tell us?
The weather definitely was not Ice Bowl 2. I mean, it was below freezing, which, if any time you're outside and below freezing temperatures, it's not necessarily a pleasant experience. I mean, it's bearable, certainly, if you're prepared. But, no, not Ice Bowl 2.
Tell me, I want to get right to the Dez Bryant catch that was deemed not a catch after the challenge by Mike McCarthy. You're in the stands there. What are you witnessing? How does this go down for you and your thought process?
Yeah, it actually happened far away from me in the stadium, but, I mean, I was able to see it on the Jumbotron and many replays on television later. You know, by the letter of the law, I guess, it is an incompletion. This goes way back to the Calvin Johnson rule several years ago, where you have to maintain possession through the entire catch all the way to the ground. Now, the debate, I suppose, is whether this rule should be changed or not. I think the refs got it correct. I'm just not sure that I like the rule necessarily. I thought maybe it was a catch, but I really can't, fault the refs for overturning it.
I think the problem is that if you're playing football as a game, you and a couple buddies, you make a catch like that. I mean, they're all buying you ice cream afterwards for how great that catch was. The Calvin Johnson catch you allude to, I watched video of that yesterday. He had caught the ball in the end zone, made a couple of moves, and then put the football down on the ground in the end zone, and he kind of slammed it on the ground. That's when he lost control of it. And that, I think, was much more egregious than what happened here yesterday. But it's the same thing. These are two great athletic plays that are overturned because of some rule, and that kind of, I think, it takes away from the spirit of the game, and for people watching on a national audience, it kind of deflated their opinions of the game. But I don't care. I mean, the Packers won. What are you going to do?
Yeah, and a week ago, I think the Cowboys fans were telling Detroit Lions fans, well, a bad call went against you and you didn't really respond to it, and now it's the tables were turned. The Cowboys had a bad call go against them. Still, I mean, they were still ahead at the moment, and they had the opportunity to stop the Packers on offense and couldn't do it. So a little bit of redemption there for Green Bay.
Talking with Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com, I mean, I will say that there's two things I don't think that people take into account enough when they're watching the course of an NFL season. One, winning the Super Bowl, even getting there, is, I don't know how anyone does it, because there's so many things that have to go your way. Even the Packer Super Bowl win in 2010, we needed DeSean Jackson to return a punt that he shouldn't have returned against the Giants just to get us into the playoffs. So many outside things. And then the other thing is that being a ref in the NFL is difficult. It's a big stage. There's a lot of rules. Try to look at that rule book once. I think this catch rule is section 98VP96. It's so tough to do that if you get, there's going to be things that go against you. The Packers have seen that time and time again. They're going to go and revisit the site of one of those things in the Fail Mary this Sunday. But sometimes they have to go in your favor. And I know if it went against us today, I'd be crying about how stupid this rule is. But I think you just got to say, hey, I mean, them's the shakes, for lack of a better phrase.
It's the game of football is what it is. And, there's a lot of things that have to happen to go in your favor to get all the way to the Super Bowl. As you saw in the year 2010, the year they won it, they had to absolutely win the last two games of the regular season to even qualify. Then they have to go on the road for every game of the playoffs to make it to the Super Bowl. So yesterday they get the nice home game, get the win. Now it's going back on the road once again, and it's not going to be easy against Seattle. And I'm sure we'll be talking about this on Friday when we preview the game, but everybody's attention already is already on next Sunday's game.
Are you kind of taking the position? I'm kind of taking, and I can't believe I am, because just about a month ago I thought, well, this is a Super Bowl or bust year. But it's almost like they're playing with house money now because of the Rodgers injury, because nobody expects the Packers to win in Seattle, and because of how they won this Dallas game. I got to be honest, second quarter, midway through the second quarter, this game just had a feel like it's just not going to happen today. I've been watching football a long time. I've been watching the Packers lose at Lambeau these last few seasons. I thought there was an absolute 0% chance that the Packers were going to win that game. Now the Dez Bryant, catch or not catch, obviously was the one scenario I didn't think of. Where was your confidence level throughout?
I thought they stood a chance to win. I mean, what surprised me was the Packers' performance on defense. You know, they had been getting progressively better all year. And, you know, they give up 126 yards rushing to DeMarco Murray. They only allowed 4 incompletions the entire day to Tony Romo. So that was like, wow, this isn't the Packers defense I've been watching for the past 2 months. But they come away with the game-turning victory or game-changing play when Julius Peppers forces the fumble. And sometimes that's all it takes is one play like that or one ref's call that can, change the momentum of the game. And that's what happened yesterday.
To show you how crazy the game was yesterday, we've been talking for about 6-7 minutes. We haven't even mentioned Aaron Rodgers yet, who put together one of the best performances that you'll ever see. Injured again. The passer rating, I don't know it off the top of my head. It was incredible. The 3 touchdowns, the way he performed. This guy, I mean, how lucky the Packers are to go from Favre to it's unbelievable the performance he gave yesterday.
Hey, you mentioned Favre. How about Aaron Rodgers' kind of little flick pass that one time that kind of evoked memories of Favre a little bit? But yeah, what he was able to do on a strained calf, I think, was remarkable. He had a passer rating in the 120s. Through 3 touchdowns. Once again, as usual, no interceptions. That streak just continues at Lambeau Field. Yeah, what Aaron Rodgers has done is remarkable. The job does get tougher. He did it at home this time. Now can he do it on the road at Seattle?
We'll talk to you on Friday here on K107.1, streaming live, K107.com, about the Seattle game. We'll know a lot more about Aaron Rodgers' health and all that stuff until then. Early read on it. What do you think's going to happen Sunday?
I think the Packers stand a better chance than they did in Week 1. This is an offensive line that has gelled since then. They've been together since Week 3, all working together. The defense has gotten better, although they hit a bump in the road this past week, but maybe they learn a few things from that. I think they stand a chance. I'll wait for my prediction on Friday, but I do think the Packers stand a chance.
Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. Glad you got to see a good one yesterday, and we'll talk to you Friday.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.